Gosh, Beavis, you scared me.
Trick or treat, son of a bitch!
Come on, Beavis, I know it's you.
You're dope.
Give me your tippy!
Okay, okay, take it easy, man.
You will not be safe from the almighty bunghole! I am born for you.
Right. Those people, they don't get maid service. Those people are still probably living in an apartment because they can't afford a house. And then, you know, when they said, oh, and the qualified income for household value is $300,000. Okay, well, you're talking about a one-bedroom condo in L.A., right? Like,
maybe.
So, right. And so what was interesting is that without a lawyer, he went to them and said, well, these are nonsense. These don't qualify here, especially in my county. And they're like, oh, okay, well, what if we did this for you? Mm-hmm. And I said, well, that's interesting how quickly they did that. Maybe you should ask. Person without a lawyer, there's probably some things going on in that franchise system that we're going to uncover that we're not going to like.
And that may or may not be the case. You know, I wouldn't take a willingness to negotiate as a symptom of anything bad. You know, being hungry, as I kind of call it, isn't a bad thing, especially because those are things that are typically like fill in the blank provisions, right? You know, if I get in and I start negotiating on things that are just, you know, like, okay, well, what's the fee? You know, and then we start, you know, that's a more substantial or meaningful negotiation because it's not something that was ever like left to be defined at the time of signing.
Aha, that's a very good point. Okay, good. So if anybody's done that, that's a really good learning point that that's not necessarily a deal killer.
You should always be pushing for, you know, the biggest amount of territory or households or population, whatever the metric is that they're trying to use in that particular system. As a franchisee, you always want the most you can get, right? You always want that. You know, unless you have the risk there is if you have minimum performance requirements. Some brands do have those where, you know, okay, if, you know, by, you know, every 10,000 people, you have to have more and more sales. Otherwise, you know, have to pay a penalty, essentially, if you don't achieve that. So that is something to be aware of, but they would disclose it if they have that.
Well, Laura, thank you again so much for your expertise in this area. I always feel like every week we get started and we just get the tip of the iceberg, and there are so many deep dives we could do on this stuff. But we're excited to have you back this week. We can't wait to see you again, hopefully next week or the week after, whatever your schedule allows. And just a reminder to everybody out there who is considering buying a franchise, please don't be remiss. Don't make the same mistake I certainly did, which was to get the wrong lawyer. Or even worse, to not get a lawyer at all, because they are your eyes and ears, and really, they are the ones protecting you from making a dire mistake. So, and with that, we'd like to do a wrap up, and we'd like to thank all of you for joining us on the show today with our guest, Ruth Ogbuji. Okay, I probably said it wrong again, Ruth, and I'm sorry, I just can't get it out, of Code Wiz. Please be sure to like, share, and comment on this episode. Thank you to Jerry Akers, our Million Dollar Mentor, for his insight and wisdom. Laura Litz, our franchise attorney, and contributors, Andrea Mundy. And I'm sorry we missed our other contributor today. He was not feeling well. So thanks to Elizabeth Dunham, Fred McMurray, our producers. I'm Kristen Shelmesty, your Million Dollar Mentor. And together, we are your resource for franchising success. This has been the Pillars of Franchising. And remember, your dream starts here. La 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 la